Happy day. This is Dr. Marianne DiIorio, novelist and life coach, welcoming you to another episode of Winning with the Word. Today is Monday, August 17th, 2020. Today's podcast is episode number 32 in series 2020 and is titled, Do You Need a Miracle? Did you know that God is in the miracle business? Not only can He perform miracles for you, but He passionately wants to. What miracle do you need from God today? Do you need healing from an illness? Do you need a job? Do you need the restoration of a broken relationship? Whatever need you have, God is able and willing to meet it. So, how do we receive the miracle we need? Here are three important points to receiving a miracle from God. Number one, you must believe that God loves you. I like to say that all miracles begin with a revelation that God loves us. If we don't believe that God loves us, then we will not believe that He wants to perform a miracle for us. Knowing that God loves us does not depend on our feelings or our circumstances. Knowing that God loves us depends only on the truth that He said He loves us. You see, my friend, God's word is enough. God cannot lie. He says what He means, and He means what He says. So, if He says He loves you, and He does throughout the Bible, then He loves you, plain and simple. Number two, you must receive God's love for you. God is reaching out to you with His love, but you must receive His gift of love. If I extend my hands to you with a gift, that gift will not be yours until you take it from my hands. It's the same with God's love for you. He is holding it out to you, but you must take it from His hands. So take it now. Make His heart glad. Number three, you must believe that God wants to do a miracle for you. It is not enough to believe that God can do a miracle for you. You must also believe that He wants to. He wants you to be free of sickness. He wants to give you a fulfilling job. He wants to restore that broken relationship. But you must believe that He wants to because He loves you. The truth is that God has already given you your miracle if you are in Christ, if you have been born again. Scripture says this in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. For His divine power has bestowed upon us all things that are requisite and suited to life and godliness through the full personal knowledge of Him who called us by and to His own glory and excellence or virtue. Let's look closely at this verse. It says that God's divine power has bestowed on us all things that are requisite and suited to life and godliness. Requisite means necessary or essential to, something that is necessary to achieve a specific goal. Well, health is most certainly requisite to life. We would all agree that to be sick is not to have the fullness of life. To be without a job to support your family is not to have the fullness of life. To be in a broken relationship is not to have the fullness of life. This verse also tells us how we receive all the things necessary for life and godliness. Listen carefully. We receive all things necessary for life and godliness through the full personal knowledge of Him who called us by and to His own glory and excellence. Who is He who called us? It is the Holy Spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ called us to Himself. So the way we receive all things that are necessary to our living a full, abundant life is to know Jesus Christ. Let me ask you today, do you know Jesus? If not, I invite you to get to know Him now. Pray this simple prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I need a miracle in my life. Please forgive me and change me. I receive You now as my Savior and Lord. I want to know You and to serve You and to receive Your love for me. Fill me with Your Holy Spirit. In Your name I pray. Amen. If you prayed this simple prayer, please write to me at drmarianne@mariannediorio.com. I would like to send you a little booklet that will help you get started in your walk with Christ. I also encourage you to get yourself a Bible and read it every single day. The Bible is God's love letter to you, His manual for your life. In the Bible, God reveals who He is and He instructs you how to live. Finally, ask the Lord to lead you to the church of His choice for you, where you can learn about Him and have fellowship and encouragement with other Christ followers. For those of you who may not know, I write fiction about many of the issues I deal with in this blog and podcast. I encourage you to visit my website bookstore at mariannediorio.com/book-table. If you've been blessed by this blog and podcast, I encourage you to share them with others. I also invite you to become a Winning with the Word patron on Patreon. As a patron, you will enjoy special benefits only for patrons. Just go to patreon.com and search for Winning with the Word to join. I would like to thank all of my patrons who are making this podcast possible. I could not do this without your help. Thank you so much for listening. This is Dr. Marianne DiIorio, novelist and life coach, reminding you that God loves you just as you are and just where you are, and that He will help you to keep on winning with the Word.